This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, she's won more tournaments worldwide than any other female athlete. Winner of 10 major championships, player of the year 8 times, the only female golfer to shoot 59 in competition. And last week, she gave out 2 awards named in her honor. The Rolex Annika Major Award, gave that to Michelle Wee, and the Annika Academy Elite Athlete Award, that went to Casey Grice. It's a pleasure to welcome Annika Sorenstam back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Annika.
Hello, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. What was Michelle's reaction when you gave her the award when she won?
Oh, she was very pleased and very happy, and I must tell you that this award was presented on a Sunday at the Evian Championship, and she was, as most people know, she was hurt, and she actually stayed around and, anticipating that, you know, she would have a good chance to win, so that was first class.
Yeah, because she didn't know, because it's a point system, and it kind of depended on how the other participants did, right?
That's right, and, she said in an interview, she goes, I wish I would be playing and have more, kind of be more in charge of getting a chance to win this award. So she was literally sitting on the sidelines just waiting and watching what the other contenders would do.
But she did take it.
Oh, she did. And, she's had a great season and, finishing second at the Craft Nabisco and, of course, winning her first major championship at the U.S. Open. And, she has a lot of top 10 finishes. This is really her best season of the year. So I think she was very delighted. And you can tell, she was emotionally touched by this award.
I want to ask the competitor in you, when something like the Rolex Annika Major Award is created and you have a chance to be the first person to win that award, is that something that would have driven you? Is that something that would have been in the back of your mind?
Absolutely. And I think, I'm very proud to certainly have my name on this award, not just because of the affiliation with Rolex and LPGA, but to really highlight a player's best performance in the majors. And I mean, majors to me, that was really what, you build your legacy. That's really what, defines somebody's career. So I always felt like the majors was something special. And, we didn't have that when I played. So, I would think that this would be something you would really gear up to and have as a goal early in the season.
If you and Mike had us over for dinner, would I see the trophies in the house? Would I see the awards somewhere? Or do you have them tucked away?
Well, you would probably see them, something that, you proudly display in your house. This trophy in general was just, it was beautiful. It's got some 5 rubies on them, these big diamonds. And, this is something you certainly would put on your coffee table and show off.
Now that you haven't competed for 6 years and you walk past those trophies or you see them, do the trophies mean something different to you today than they did when you won them?
I think that's a very good question, and I would say yes. I think when you're playing, you're living such a kind of a single-minded life. You're just focusing on every day, every tournament, and every major. But once you step away and you look at them and the memories that come back and the places you've been and the people you met and all those things have kind of shaped your career and, your life. It's got a much of a broader sense of accomplishment than, when you're living it at the moment. It's more about the shots and the feeling coming down the stretch. Now it's more about, your accomplishments in life.
We are talking with Annika Sorenstam here on the Augusta Golf Show. You won at Evian when you played, so we can't now add a couple of majors to the total.
That would be nice, yeah.
tell me about the other award, the Annika Academy Elite Athlete Award. Yearly, that's going to go to whom?
Well, it's going to a player on the Symmetric Tour, which is the development tour of the LPGA, what's called the Road to the LPGA. And we partnered with them last year, just trying to help the, you know, the next generation of stars to fulfill their dreams and help them, as they call it, develop as players. And, you know, the Anika Academy is about sharing our passion for golf and fitness. So throughout this past year, we've had some development sessions. One session we talk about fitness, one session about nutrition, you know, club fit, and, you know, about the swing. And then I've done a few sessions via Skype and then a personal session with the players to talk about the mental aspect of the game. And we call it the winning approach. So the player that received Anika Academy Elite Athlete of the Award is somebody who embraces the winning approach, that wants to learn, that's developing throughout the season and maturing. So it's been fun to follow the process and the progress of these young women. I mean, they all have dreams to play on the LPGA, and, you know, they're starving for education and so forth. So, we picked a winner, and we're certainly proud to be associated with the semester tour.
So is that a subjective choice? Is that something that someone chooses the winner, or is that point-based or performance-based also?
It's a little bit of everything. I mean, we want certainly the player to attend the sessions, to learn something from what we're teaching. So this young lady has participating in all the 7 sessions and been very engaged. You know, she's a rookie in tour and has, you know, some good performances, but it's not just about who's winning the most, who's the one that's embracing these developments and really taking it seriously and you know, getting better and better by implementing the things that they're being taught.
Young lady's name, Casey Grice. You took the Academy on the road about a month or so ago. You took it up to the Greenbrier. How'd that go?
Oh, well, what a place. I mean, it's certainly one of the award-winning resorts in this country. It's beautiful. It's our second year, and again, we take the team and we share our passion for golf and fitness. That's a beautiful resort. So the people that attend, you know, they get some golf lessons, they get some fitness advice, they have a dinner with me, and I do a clinic for them. So, you know, again, it's a way for us to take our experience on the road.
Is that something you would look forward to doing? Is that something that maybe in the future the Academy might find itself in 3 or 4 spots during the year?
Yeah, absolutely. We do go to different places throughout the year. We go, as a matter of fact, in 4 weeks, we go to Ireland with the team. So that is a very different experience. We take them to Lake Tahoe in the summer. We go to Switzerland. So, yeah, we've been doing, especially in the summer when people are looking for destinations and maybe not wanting to come to Orlando when it's 100 degrees and humid.
You know, you mentioned taking the Academy to Ireland. As you say that, Anika, it strikes me. The growth of golf overseas. Are women overseas interested in the game? For some reason, that's just not something you hear a lot about.
I would say yes, of course. I mean, the game of golf is growing everywhere, but at certain places where the female golfer, you know, is taking a little bit more of a presence. And, I mean, in Ireland, it certainly has a lot of history there. And, you know, they want to play links golf as well. And, you know, that is very different than what we would find, you know, certainly in Florida or anywhere in the U.S., just playing golf differently and, you know, introducing match playing more often. So, yeah, I think that's what makes golf so special is golf is not the same everywhere. I mean, what other sports would you go and courses are different? And I mean, that's, to me, is what I like about golf.
Before I let you go, with all of the news in sports out there the last couple of weeks, I'd love to get your opinion on this. A lot of people look up to you. You are a role model for many, especially women. Are you comfortable in that role? Do you want to be a role model?
Well, I take it as a compliment. And, yeah, I mean, there are times when, you know, you just want to be you, and you know, it's hard when people look at every little step that you do. But then also, like I said, you're proud of it and you embrace it. And I mean, I feel like I'm lucky to have played a game I love. And then now, without golf, I wouldn't be where I am. So if you can inspire somebody to, you know, to work hard and be focused and achieve their dreams, I mean, I think, you know, that would be a good thing. So, I would say just in general, thinking of things that have happened lately is, you know, when you're in the news, you have to be a little extra cautious, but you also have to, you know, stand up for your morals.
Well, congratulations on, are there any more awards in your name you're giving out this year?
As a matter of fact, it is. Next week, we are hosting the first Anika Intercollegiate, which is a Division I college golf tournament in Orlando. And we got the top 10 out of the top 12 top teams in America coming. And we are giving out an Anika Award to the best female collegiate player last season Allison Lee is her name, and we do it at a gala dinner, and this is the first college tournament of the season for these girls. So I'm looking forward to that, and you know, certainly honor a player that's done a lot of things in her college career.
Well, well-deserved the awards in your honor, Annika Sorenstam. As always, Annika, thank you for taking the time to do this. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.